Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Now we continue. What was the great thing? Hashem gave us a promise. And we still have the promise. You understand? We still have the promise. We are going to be here till the end. There are a few messages we're telling our children tonight. Hashem chose us. Hashem is watching. Hashem cares. And it's still going to get better. So we look back and say, Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael, blessed is the one who kept his promise to Israel. Baruch Hu, blessed is he. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Takesht. Hashem calculated exactly Lasot Kmo Sheamar Avram Bin Bivrit Ben Abtarim, to fulfill what he said to Abraham in the covenant. Shnemar V'yomar Avram Yidot Tedak Yezarcha Bertzoleim Avdu Minutam Avram Motshnam Gam Tiko Yisharevod Nanochi V'Echirin Yitzu B'Chush Gadol. Hashem says it'll be 400 years and then they'll come out and I will judge that nation. They'll come out with great possessions. And now we lift the cup, and because we're going to honor the cup, so we cover the matzahs and we sing. Vehi she'amda, vehi she'amda, l'avoteinu ve'lanu. Vehi she'amda, vehi she'amda, l'avoteinu ve'lanu. She'lo echad bilvad. Amad aleinu lechaloteinu shelo echad bilvad. Amad aleinu lechaloteinu el nashe bechol dor vador. Omedim aleinu lechaloteinu el nashe bechol dor vador. Omedim aleinu lechaloteinu. Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. This is what stood by us. Because it's not one. Every generation, not one, but every generation, they rise against us to annihilate us. This is a recurring theme of Jewish history. Ahmadinejad is one in a long line of people who wanted to annihilate us. And he's not the only one. He's not the only one today. And every generation had more than one person that wanted to annihilate us. And that's one of the things I tell people who go into the Giyur process. Why would you want to? So many people want us dead. And it's true. And the only reason we're still here is because Hashem saves us. And He made us a promise that we're going to remain. But that's not so simple, because there have been casualties along the way.
If you stay outside of Ahmadinejad today, who would you say outside of?
I don't want to say.
What? Are we thinking about the same?
Say, Uman. If I could stop the recording, I'd tell you. Say, Uman. Ma bikesh Lavan Arami la'asod la'Yaakov Avinu. And now we're going to start. We're going to start Jewish history from Yaakov, where Jewish history really begins. What did Lavan want to do to Yaakov? Sheparo lo gezar la'aschim, Lavan bikesh la'kor takol. Paro! He would have left the Jewish girls. You still have a Jewish people. As bad as it would have been, but Lavan wanted to destroy everything. Shnemal, as the Pasuk says, we make a declaration. Now, this is the part of the Seder, which is important, like every part of the Seder. But we have to fly a little bit here, because what we're going to do is quote verses, and then define word by word in the verse. So, in order to remain awake, I'm going to fly and explain. You guys are going to follow. Fly along. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's begin. The Aramite, the Aramean, wanted to destroy my forefather Jacob. He descended to Egypt. Says Ra, so we continue. God forced him to go. Yaakov went down to Egypt. to sojourn there. Yaakov didn't go down thinking, that's it, I'm building my house in Bar Park, I'm going to live in Australia, I'm going to have my community in Melbourne. Oh no, Yaakov went down there to be a sojourner. The Jews say to Paro, we came here to be sojourners. The only reason we came is our cattle have no sheep to graze. It's a heavy famine in Canaan. So let us live in the land of Goshen. And that was a great gift, that the Jews could remain united in their own territory, in their ghetto of Goshen. But at the end of the day, this is teaching us an attitude. We never wanted to stay there. We descended to Egypt with few people, as the verse says. We went down numbering only 70. And by the time we were in the desert, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you number like the stars of heaven. You guys are in the millions. We became a great nation. We were distinctive. They knew a Jew when he walked down the street. They kept trying to put us down, but what can you do? Atzum, we became mighty. They were increased greatly. They multiplied. They became very, very mighty. And the land was filled with them. So ordinarily people have quintuplets. They're little scrawny things. The Jews were having six at a time. And they were big, huge warriors. The Egyptians would look us down the street and say, I'm not so comfortable walking next to him. And they're having many of them. 10 million are walking down Egypt. Vayishritzu, the Pasuk says. You guys know what a cockroach is like? Let me explain to you. When you kill a mother cockroach, you're really killing about 150 to 200 cockroaches. Because every mother lays like 150, 200 at a time, and then runs around and brings them food until they're old enough to get their own. So I'm not telling you to kill your cockroaches. But when you think about cockroaches, that's how the Egyptians thought about the Jews. You have three Jews settling down over here, and suddenly, bam, you have a whole community. Big, burly Jews. Who wants them? So the Egyptians didn't want them. That's what the Egyptians were looking at them. Vayishritzu. The Pasuk compares them to cockroaches. The Pasuk says they were crawling all over them. What the Pasuk is telling us is an insight. So long as we multiplied and we maintained our moral standards, so then the Egyptians didn't view us as a threat. The second we started multiplying and becoming like vermin, where Larry asked, when did they start becoming pagans? This is when. When the Jews said, let me be more Egyptian. Let me be more like them. Let me go to the movies with them. Let me have an Egyptian girlfriend. When things started, they have all these nice new looks. Let me comb my hair like they do. Let me do things the way they do. When the Jews started being more Egyptianized, then the Egyptians looked at them and viewed them as a threat. Why is it that whenever I go to the theater, I have all these Jews sitting in front of me? Oh yeah, this is a recurring theme in our history.
It's a paru, sounds like something very nice. That's what the
paru the means they flourish. Paru, but the yishritzu is not.
It's not.
Right. So you'll notice that initially the Torah says in the beginning of Shmos, Bnei Israel paru vayirbu. It doesn't say yishritzu. Then a few psukim later it says yishritzu. They multiplied like vermin. And then it says the Egyptians viewed them as a threat. The pasuk clearly delineates the stages. Initially we multiplied. No one had an issue with that. Varav. It says that we were numerous. Kmo shenemar vavaktzem chasadim tatich. It says, I made you numerous like the plants of the field. You grew, you developed, you became charming, of a beautiful figure. Your hair had grown long, but you didn't have any covering. And I passed over you, and I saw you downtrodden in your blood. And I declared upon you, through your blood you shall live. Through your blood you shall live. And this has been both a curse and a promise at the same time. It has been the curse of our bloody history. It has been the promise that throughout it all you shall live. The Jewish people will make it out of it.